Good morning. This is Eric Lofholm. I want to welcome all of you to the Continuous Sales Improvement Daily Podcast. We are on episode number 27 already. Wow. This is really going fast with these episodes. Thrilled to be with you here this morning to help you get in the best mindset possible, Bob, so you can have a great day today. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. And today's message is called today. Because all we have is today. Life is a series of continuous present moments. There's a moment. There's a moment. There's a moment. You know, if you really think about it, there is no tomorrow. Because when tomorrow gets here, it'll be today. So all we have is right now, and then right now, and then right now. All action is taken in the present moment. If you want to have a great quarter, so the fourth quarter starts on Saturday. Saturday is October 1st. On Saturday, we will have exactly 92 days left in 2022. And it is my intention to have the greatest quarter of my entire life. You can choose what you want your quarter to look like. You can choose to have your best quarter ever. You can choose to be consistent. You can choose to be extraordinary. It's totally up to you, Michael. You can just decide. I'm going to be consistent. Michael and I had a couple of ideas we talked about yesterday. He has two different prospecting tracks. So Michael could just decide, as we all could, I'm going to be extraordinary on my two prospecting tracks. He has two different markets that he's going after. You can decide for the fourth quarter, I'm going to have a great attitude. I'm going to follow through on my fitness. I'm going to fill in the blank. We all have that choice. So if you want to have a great quarter, have a great month. So if you want to have a great fourth quarter, have a great October. Well, if you want to have a great October or a great month, have a great week. And if you want to have a great week, have a great day. So here we are on September 27th. So between now and the end of the year, what I'm teaching you right now, and if you want to have a great remainder of 2022, have a great day today, September 27th. And if you want to have a great day, have a great next hour. And if you want to have a great next hour, do the next right thing right now. And then right now, and then right now. Here's the whole key, guys. It's this simple. Do the next right thing. The next right thing for me is ending this call with enthusiasm. And then when this call is done, then I have the next thing, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do a great job of doing that next right thing. And then I'm just all day long today, I'm going to do the next right thing. And that's like the simplest philosophy on planet Earth. All you have to do is just do the next right thing, because all you can do is the moment. Whatever the next, like when our call's done here at 8 o'clock California time, when our call's done, all you can do is whatever your next thing is. And you could choose to do the next right thing, or you could choose to do nothing, or you could choose to do the wrong thing. like send a nasty text to somebody. If you're upset with them, you could just blast off that text. And now it's just shooting yourself in the foot. So we can do the next right thing, or we can do something neutral that doesn't help us or hurt us, or we can do something that hurts us. So all you need to do is just do the next right thing today. All you can accomplish in a day is a day's work. That's all you can do, Bob. Bob, you can do one day's worth of work. You can't do 4 days worth of work in a day. I can't do a month's worth of fitness in a day. Part of my plan today, I'm going to get down to the gym. I'm going to do my 5,000 walking steps. I can't do 50,000 walking steps and 1,000 reps of push-ups in a day. It's too many. I could just do today. So if you think about the simplicity of what I'm saying, all I'm saying, Natalie, all you have to do, extraordinary you, Natalie, you're an extraordinary human being. And I've spent enough time with you to know how extraordinary you are. And all you have to do, Natalie, is today do the next right thing and just do one day's worth of effort, because that's all you can do. So to help you have a successful day, here's just some of the philosophy that can help you. And one is to write down your plan. When you write down your plan, it increases the likelihood that you're going to take action on the things on your plan. So if you're doing vitamins or supplements, or you're drinking a certain amount of water in a day, if you write down, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water and I'm going to take my supplements, the act of writing it down doesn't mean you're going to do it. But in my experience, right, I can only share what I've found to be true for me. When I write it down, I tend to take more action. So a good idea, when our call is done, if you don't have your plan written, take 3, 4, 5 minutes and write down what you need to do today. And consider having that as a habit. Just going to write down, this is what I'm going to accomplish. Okay, then the next idea as a best practice is to prioritize your top 2 outcomes. Prioritize meaning make something more important than something else. And the reason why prioritizing matters is, in my experience, I can only speak for me, I tend to be overly ambitious for what I can accomplish in a day. So I'm thinking, shoot, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this. And then what happens? Life shows up, right? Sometimes stuff happens in a day that's unexpected. And things have to be addressed. And so, you know, it's not all that common that I write out my plan and it just, life goes that way. It kind of twists and turns. And so if I'm not going to get everything on my list done, then it makes sense if I can consistently be doing the things that are my priority. Okay. I'm not perfect on that, but that's something that I strive for. And I'm present to the distinction of prioritizing, and I'm present to the distinction of writing things down. And these are just little success hacks that can help you to have a more successful life. So back to Michael, when he and I were working on his business yesterday, and one of the awesome things for him, his pipeline's starting to really fill up, which is one of the outcomes in his business. And this is what I told him. I advised him to keep his foot on the gas with prospecting for new business, even though his pipeline's filling up, and to fit in the prospecting that he's able to fit in. Because what happens for some people is their pipeline fills up and then they stop prospecting, and then they work their pipeline, and then their pipeline dries up, and then they got nothing in the pipeline. So prioritizing, you know, what I would say for Michael and his business, prospecting outreach would be a high priority. So if I was him, I'd write it down. Just, I'm just saying this as a possibility. He gets to choose, right? Maybe there's something else that's more important today for him. I don't know all the things that he has going on. I don't know all the things you have going on. But I do know that prioritizing is a wonderful success hack best practice. So the next idea, and this is one I use all the time, it's self-hypnosis. Now, when you think of the word hypnosis, you might think of stage hypnosis, like a Las Vegas show, right? And they have people come up, it's like comedy. They come up and they tell people, you know, forget your name. And then the person doing the hypnosis says to the person, what's your name? And they're like, oh, I can't remember my name. And it's just, you know, it's a stage show in Vegas. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting your mind focused on what you want to create. So here's how simple hypnosis can be. I will take today through the finish line. The finish line meaning how long you're going to work until. So let's say you're going to work until 5 o'clock today. If you tell yourself, I'm working till five, if you write down, I'm working till five, you are less likely to shut your day down at 3 o'clock. So I've worked with sports teams before, youth sports teams, not like a professional team like the Golden State Warriors. But I worked with, for example, a girls' soccer team. It was my younger sister. And I went in and I worked with them when they were competing in the state cup. And I hypnotized them. And here's how I did it. I didn't say the watch back and forth, you're getting sleepy, sleep. Not that. I just told them in the pregame, I said, listen, if we're up 4 goals with 5 minutes to go, you give it everything you got. You give it everything you got until that final whistle. Everybody understand? Yes, we understand. Okay. If we're tied with 4 minutes to go, you give it everything you got until the final whistle. If we're losing by 4 goals with 4 minutes to go, which basically means the game's over. If we're losing, girls, by 4 goals, with 4 minutes to go, you give it everything you got until the final whistle. We're playing a full 60 minutes. Does everybody understand? Yes, that's hypnosis. I'm programming their mind to perform. I did this with a youth hockey team. And they were goofing off in pregame. And they were using profanity when they were playing. And they decided, we're going to be focused during pregame and we're not going to say use profanity during the game. Not my idea, their idea. So they all agreed. So then they had their next tournament. Everybody's focused during warmups and nobody's swearing. That's hypnosis. It's a focused, in this case, a decision. So you can tell yourself, I'm going to have a positive attitude today. You can tell yourself, if adversity shows up, it's water off a duck. If something happens today, it's water off a duck, and I'm going to stay focused. Because anybody can do anything for a short period of time. And one day is a short period of time. And you can go out and you can have a great day today. So if you're going to go out today and have a great day, type the word yes in the chat. If you're going to take today through the finish line, type the word yes in the chat. If you're going to have a positive attitude, type the word yes in the chat. It's a decision, guys. It's a decision. You have greatness inside of you. I believe in you. You have a purpose in life. You have many purposes in life. I want to acknowledge you for investing 15 minutes in your day today, allowing me the opportunity to share some ideas to help you have the best day possible. That's going to wrap up our call today. Michael, have a great day. Janice, thanks for joining me. Natalie, have a great day. Jody, thanks for being here. Jody, have a great day. Lucky, have a great day today, Lucky. Bob, have a great day. Thanks for joining me. Mike, have a great day. Pamela, thank you for joining me. Steve Shaw, have a great day today. Katie, aloha. Nice to have you in class today, Katie. John, have a great day. Ed Watt, have a great day. Anna, have a great day today. Karen Briggs, have a great day. Tanya on Facebook, have a great day. Bonnie, have a great day, Bonnie, on Facebook. Thank you for joining me. Ryan on Facebook, thank you for joining me. Sandra, have a great day today. Janie, have a great day. That's going to wrap our call. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.